war das jetzt. Weine Rabbeinu, der Heile dachte, wie so was ist ohne Meise, in der Algoie, ich schaue, das ist ein Nefes. Die Sado war auf der Meise, Weine will ich sagen, aber die Büchen, Weine ne Allo, Weine ne, lohoi ich Pirus, lohoi ich in Adova Seca. Aber die Moje, du alle, ma Adova, in Sprichen wegen Klau. Aber die Büchen, sie in der Ingen, Tomo, der Rios, ich soll er ihnen, Schafo, die Schäke, ich habe von ihnen. Wie du Adova, Pausch, wie Kitscho, bei die Minute Dese, Rios, ich soll er ihnen, muss ich da maße, Kozman, die ihr kommen mit Postel, in der Büchenklub, der Ede sagt, sehr im Teilo, da reizek moi baumes im bau kulum noi steilo doch i kam du so nu achso bir yo son uch mit ge boy kulum noi dome viu ka in kulum i de kulum tu steilo so na wait for the cause of that it is necessary start to the question of ide so all this should be bottom wood like all is that because they are always training I mean the hook all the training are around so the melee, so the V of the chairing should become bottle because of the V of the spoon. So how can we have any vision? So the answer is, that's why we need, that's why Yichud Eidim, Yichud Eidim, why that is important, essential. Why? Because that's the halacha. If, let's say, who has to be Miyachi? Who has to be Miyachi? So the Chosn is to be Miyachi. If the rabbi is miyachit, in other words, so he really acts on behalf of the host. But if the host was the miyachit, in other words, what does the host say? The host says, I want claiming to be the Yidushin, and I don't want any other to be aiding. So that's Shuvah Soviv. Shuvah Soviv says that if, let's say, the Baldovo was miyachit, the aiding, so then no other, Korev or Potvul, no Potvul can pass the Yidus of the chair. So just as there is Yichud in the Agode, so there can be Yichud also in the Rehid. So that's why it's essential. But if a day the Chosn will not be Miyachid Eidin, then according to that Chite, or at most Hashem Machilik on that Chite, then according to that Chite, so the Gdushin will be both. Because then, even without this Chavloid, we don't need this Chavloid. We need the Kavloid where the purpose of the Yiddish is Livrure. So if it's Livrure, so in other words, so the Bittul has to take place in what? In the Agot. In other words, Fui, Tziru, Fin, the Vire, that the ultimate Agot, by the Tzirim will become God. So we say, if the Tzirim has no Kavloid to become Eidim, so then it cannot become, the Agot cannot become God. Machine came Gabi Dushin, where we need Eidim Mishim Adova, so the Riyah for Eidim is Mishayim. So if there is a chill of Psulim together with the Cherim, so then, the Riyah is the Riyah of Psulim. So maybe it cannot be Mishayim in Dushin. Now, one thing we can see from this Roshite. Now the Roshite, you see, we see from the Roh, that the Halokhe, of Hamkadosh Reidi in Cheshim Likdusho is a deen that there must be a Riyah. In other words, the Riyah says is a kind of Riyah. Of course, that is the Shita of Kamatam. Kamatam says that he may form it a Riyah to the Kalfe, but it must have a Mesirah because otherwise, if the Yerushin is no Yerushin, the Likdushin is no Likdushin. The Riyah from the Rambam and most Rishayim, they say that even if they are not even serious, so it's good. Why? Because they just announced it. So they just seem to become even serious. Now, why is this counted? They just seem to become serious in respect to two aloche. In respect to the historic aloche, and in respect to Amkadim Gubayim Cheshim Yushal. As I discussed this in the first page. So anyway, so we see that according to the Riz, the aloche from Amkadim Gubayim Cheshim Yushal is not the aloche. That the mad that in the real is the kind of Yiddish. If the halacha has been that the real Eidim is the kind of Yiddish, how could the Eidich Sime of the Shtar Dushin be the kind of the Maitar Dushin which takes place later? They're not Eidich Sime, they're only in the Biro, but they're not Eidich Sime. So the Shite of the Rimi from the Rambam, most ashamed is that the halacha of the Kalzim is the second Dushin is only that if the Dushin has no is incapable of being entertained, of being barred away from him, so then the Gush is no Gush. But rather there has to be a realizing. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, we couldn't say the Rosh Halacha. Because the Rosh Halacha is based upon the proposition that the Ria itself, that the Ria itself is Mikhail the Gush. So then he says, if there is a seal of Psuin and Chayim, even though they are not in Chalal Ahoy, so the Melech, so the Ria becomes possible. But according to the Ria, so that's all why it's the Mishit of the Rabbi Tam, that there must be, that the Ria Sarayim is Mikhail the Gush. But according to the Ria in the Rambam, that it's not the Ria Sarayim, it's the fact that the Gush has a Dibiru, that is Mikhail the Gush. So the Melech, in the case of that where it's not to come away, so then they cannot puzzle the Agode in the end. If they cannot puzzle the Agode of the chair in the end, so Mele, the Gdushin has a Bureau of sharing. So Mele, the Gdushin should be good Gdushin. So we see from the Ro that the Ro disagrees with the sheet of the Rishon Rambam. He agrees with the sheet of Rav Netam, that Gabit Imadovo require the Ria Sayyidi. So Mele, if there is a Tziru, of the Ria Tachem or the Ria Tatsulim, so mainly the Ria of the Chem becomes possible. So mainly the Gush is not Gush. So in order to overcome that, we must have Yichudah Eidim. Yes, what is it? No. Because by sharing, it doesn't matter. So, the halacha is, if the choice of if is, if there is yichud or edim, so then it negates any effect of sum, but not of chair. Right, now.
There's no one else.
What is that?
There's no one else.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't negate by chair, and so chair, except according to the shite of the Kishin Shinin. That shite, yes? But except for that shite, so the Gabbat Sherim, Yichud is not important. Yichud Eidim is important to negate the effect of the Psuch. Alright, now the thing. Now, Yichotim B'tchilo Korim B'Posu, according to Mandoma, that's Mishum Tnai, according to Mandoma Shum Tnai, Amr Le Koshe Avi Amr Le Posu. So the Atam would say it's Koshe, and the Atam would say it's Posu. Amr Le Koshe Atnai, Amr Le Posu, Ose Lach Lufe B'Shtore Zeal Meir. So that goes according to Mandoma that Mishum Tnai. So one says it's kosher, because it's Tnai, so what do we care that Kol Apostle was signed with Chilo? But Amr Apostle, Oslach Luis Otaume, so Rashi says, Amr Oslach Luis Otaume, the Chizim, the Chosam Bereish. So Rashi emphasizes Chosam Bereish, in other words, Rashi Shita is like the original Shita of Rav Netam, not like the final version of Rav Netam, but like the original version of Rav Netam, which is also the Shita of the Rambam, like the original version of Rav Netam. So in other words, so when does one Mandoma say that Chosen called the Apostle, so it's possible that is only if the Apostle signed it at the very beginning, the first one was signed. But if he signed Besor, then it wouldn't be possible. Why? Because, why is it possible according to Mandoma? Because people see that if Koret signed at the very beginning, so they'll say, he's the Icarides, Horaye, he was signed in the beginning. So Mimele, they'll be Machshir him. They'll be machshiri, and they know he's a kohen, so they'll decide a kohen is kosher to be a signatory on shtore. Masha'inke, if he signed at the end, so then no one will say he's the kohen. He's only a new ba'alma. He wanted to fill up the paper, so that's all. So no one will allow a kohen to sign stock. Between us. So Rashi says the chivim the chosam the reishi also meina of the vado ishi meides chosam the yachshiru korem the chol ashtore. So in other words, we are gay there. If we were to allow a korem bitchilo in a get, so then people say that the korev can be kosher in all stores. A korev can be kosher in all stores. All right. Now, Vintema, Maishne Miget Nikush, the Omer Kamon Bisifa Zeret, Iboye Hosin Korev, Bain Bitrilo, Bain Bain Sabin. Now the Alochi is Get Nikusha, that was a Korev Hachom, the Hachom Mom Sakin Get Nikusha, because there are many Kehamim who in a rage of fury, so they decided to divorce their wives, and then they were sorry when the beat of fury pulled off. So they were sorry and they could do nothing about it. They couldn't be Marzak or Shot. So because of that, the Chachomim are misaking that whenever a Baal comes to Bezdin and he wants to divorce his wife, whether he's a Kehen or Yisrael, so Bezdin should execute a Shtar Mikusha. What is Shtar Mikusha? In other words, they write one line and then they sew it up and then one eight signs on the outside, and then they write another line, and they sew it up, and then another 8 signs on the outside, and the Chol Chachomim was, they get Mikusha, so it has to have 3, the Chol HaPoch has 3. So you can have more, but the Chol HaPoch has the minimum of 3. Then again, they write a line, and they sew it up, and they sign the outside. So the Halochi, so how many Eidi must sign and get Mikusha? 3. But one of the 3 can be a cost. Because that's all we only need 2. So one of the 3 can be a cost. He boy a hot in coral, baby trilla, baby elita, baby. So we see that it's all right to allow a coral to sign and get Mikusha. And here one mandoma says that if a coral was signed and get, so it is possible in the Rabbanon, because of Azeiret, Dilma Ose La'achluve Bishtore Zal. Dilma Ose La'achluve Bishtore Zal. V'yei Shleima, V'shani Get Mikusha. Dei Dov Shlei Shou, Shnai Nemak Shuri Mishtumo Lo Fishim Eide, Tilkach Lo Ose La'achluve. Avo Oche Shein Tzorech. Kim Shnai Mishtum Eide, Yeru Dishnai Mo Vishay, Yivada Yim Mishtum Eide, V'yose La'achluve. In other words, we don't have to chesh it by Get Mikusha, because everybody knows that Get Mikusha requires 3 aids. So by seeing a one Korah, of course there couldn't be more than one Korah. So if by seeing one Korah, so no one will say the observer of the Korah signing on the Get Mikusha will not say that the reason why the Korah was allowed to sign on the Get Mikusha is because a Korah is special aid. No one will say that, because they know that Get Mikusha requires 3 AD. So he will be able to explain himself, how is it that we allow the one Korah and Get Mikusha, because we require 3, so only 2 have to be shared. So there is no by the post. So everybody knows that how many AD does the Get Mikusha require, only 2. And here, if an observer will see that the Kohen was allowed to sign the Tefila, so you draw the conclusion that the Kohen can be used as an Eid at HaMishnah. Alright, Abel Kosher. Yom HaChesie, Milu B'Krevim Kosher, U'mash Lebehed Yisrei Kam Gare, Milu B'Krevim Gabi Milu Shnei Shikin Sheirchik Min Aksar. Now, there is a halacha, there is a Kol Chachomim, that any shtar which has blank space of two lines between the end of the text of the shtar and the chtimas ha'edim is possible. In other words, edim must always affix the signature mamish near the text of the shtar. And if there is a lot of space between the text of the shtar and the chtimas ha'edim, so that shtar is possible. If there is enough space to put in 2 lines, but then the shtar is possible. Why? Chachomim are misaki that. Why? because if the halacha had been that Eidim could affix their signature at any place, they could affix their signatures after a great space of two lines, so then there could be a mirchum, because let's say there was a shtar. And then the Eidim moved away. Now let's say here was the end of the text of the shtar. And then the Eidim moved away, let's say, the space of two shuras. And they started here. Now this is the space of two shuras. So what could happen? If the law has been that it's all lying, so then, let's say the malve, the shtar avoy, could say, oh, the whole shtar, and then on this blank space he would write a new shtar, and then he has the Eidim. So he could write whatever he wants, he could put in $1 million there, and then he has the Eidim signed. So because of that, the Chachomim of Misakei, that when Eidim affix the signatures, they should not move away a space of pushing it. And if they did, so even though all the evidence is introduced which shows that nothing of that sort was done, that it wasn't thrown off, it's possible. That's the Chorot HaChot. So the halacha is that if the Eidim, the Chassimus Eidim, is 2 lines away from the text of the shtar, then it becomes possible. But if it's only one line, so then it's not possible. Why? But we should be chasing when it's one line also. When it's one line, you should also be chasing. Because maybe he will write in that one line, he will write a whole shtar. So the halacha is that if a shtar consists of one line, and then the chassimus Eidim is on the next line, so that shtar is possible. So maybe there is no mirchum arising from moving away just one line from the text of the shtar. Because what could happen? Let's say he moved away. Let's say this is one line. So he moved away, and the Eidim signed it here. So what would, maybe he'll pay off, and that one line he'll write a new shtar. He could mention $1 million there, and then he has the Eidim. The Eidim to collect. No, so he's not afraid, because if you write a shtar on that one line, so Mimele, he will not be able to collect. He will not be able to collect with that shtar. Why? Because the whole shtar is in one line, and then the Chassimus Eidim is in the next line. So such a shtar is possible. Alright. So the Gemara. So what was the Tachoris Chachamim? That if it's Hirchi, Ishmei Shittim in Aksav, if Eidim move away 2 lines, the space of 2 lines, from the text of the shtar and the figure of the shtar, so then the shtar becomes false. So Cheskiyah says that if, let's say, you fill the dot with craving, so it's kosher. In other words, let's say he moved away. If he moved away, let's say here was the shtar, and the shtar ended here, and then the real Eidim, they started to sign here. But he didn't leave it blank. He filled it up with crazy. So then, because if it's blank space of two shittim between the end of the text of the shtar and the chassimus Eidim, then it's possible. But if you filled it up with something, even if you filled it up with the signatures of Kreilin, so it's kosher, because then there couldn't be any myth. Alright. So, Avo kosher, Doma Chetki, and the new Kreilin kosher, or Masin, the Hedit, like I'm Garish, the new Kreilin, 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 the new K So the halacha is, if there is great space of tulaim between the end of the text of the star and the chesemet ha'edim, so then the star is possible, even though we know that nothing in klapah was done in order to prevent a mix. But if that blank space, instead of leaving it blank, is filled it up with something, even though it's filled it up, you fill it up with Edim Sulim, so then it's kosher. So we see that by Shosh Torah, we are not worried. So we allow Tzedim to sign at the beginning of the Shtar. We allow Tzedim. Why? Because they don't sign it with the Rechayas, they sign it only to Rimalayas. Rimalayas and Yor. We only do it Rimalayas and Yor. So Memele it is not possible. But the question is, here the Gemara says that if a Kohen signed at the beginning of the Shtar, so it becomes possible because of Izere. Maybe people, when they observe that, so they'll think that the Kohen can be used as an Eidam Shtar. But we see that on Shtoret itself, we allow a Kohen to sign at the beginning of the Shtar. So how can we offer a Kohen to sign on the gate? Because as a result of that, maybe people will be machshir a korev later. When we allow a korev to sign it in other stories, we allow it. So in Rabbi Tam, kiz v'ra'get en chaytzen zebel izeh, sav reshel v'sheinim im ikaredet, v'fi shechot mo v'sheinim v'sneik kol ha'edit. Av lo som b'shor stories, ki shereim sh'tzeim v'chassum im tchilo, yim ro'eisim sh'motsu tchilo, echtim o tchilo. So what is they to say? So I'm telling as follows, that there could be a mitzvah only if we allow a koreh to sign in a get, at the beginning of a get. Why? Because if any observer who will see a koreh is allowed to sign on a get, and he knows that the halacha is by the get, that Enoidim Chesmin Elizabeth is there. Elizabeth is there. So that means, so what? So he'll know that when the Koreb signed here, at the beginning, so all the other Eidim were standing by. How is it that they allowed him to sign at the beginning? Obviously, he's kosher, he's all right. Because if he hadn't been competent, so they'll draw the conclusion. Any observer will see a Koreb is signed on the top of the get, on the top of the get, immediately beneath the text of the get. So what will be his conclusion? His conclusion will be that a Koreb is all right, is competent. Bohorai is competent. Now, by get, no one could sign without the other friend. And even, let's say, when one has to sign Mishum Tnai, he still has to sign down, but that's the thing. There is a choleo, and I get Christian, or there is me there. And the observer knows of that. So he'll say, now, when this Koreb signed on top, all the other agents were allowed, and still, he was given the honor of signing on the top in the presence of all the other agents. Obviously, he himself is competent to be an ace. If he himself wouldn't be competent to be an ace, how would the other lady tolerate such a thing? So because of that, we don't allow a Koreb to sign again. Mashiach came by other stories, we are allowed to let his Koreb sign. Because what kind of mitzvah could arise? Why someone will see the Koreb signed on Ishtar, so what will he say? He won't say, that's a riot, that the Koreb is kosher leidah. No, the Koreb is not kosher leidah. Why, how is it that he signed? So he will make his own explanation. Without seeing it, without knowing how it took place, so he will say, in all likelihood, that's what I'll say, in all likelihood, so the Edim Sheirim, when they signed, they were very modest people and they didn't want to sign on top. Because they thought maybe an elderly age will come later. So it's only right that the elderly age should sign on top. and they are younger, some of them are very fine at the bottom. And then Ikores came, and he had a lot of elegance, that Ikores, and he saw that the top was blank, so he put in his name. So all the people who see that star, on which Ikores shines on the top, so they will not say that Ikores is kosher eder, because they will attribute it to they will say that probably they didn't sign the bottom because they thought maybe an elderly age will come later. And then the Kohen had to come and he saw blank space, so he threw it up. So maybe no mirsul could divide. Mashen came, if we are to allow it and get, so then anyone who seen it yet, a Kohen signed on the top. So he will not be able to explain it on that basis. In other words, the other ending, the real ending, they signed the bottom and the left over blank space for an elderly, and then the Kohen came and without the consent of anybody, he just put in his name. Because everybody knows that he gets all the ages, whether it's Mishum Tnai or Mishum Eidim, anyone who signs the get, must sign it in the presence of each other. So if he sees the Korev on top and chain him at the bottom, so what will he, so he knows that when the Korev signed it, the chain were present. Because it couldn't be done any other way. And still, the Kshelim allowed the Korev to sign on top while they were there. So that means, so draw the conclusion, that the Korev that the Korev is kosher. Yes.
How can the in the other case, how can the idea design that the space for two lines then get possible? So then now I'm trying to get possible.
No. Actually, the Korev could have signed it before, you see. The Korev could have signed it before. So in other words, let's say the Shtar was executed, and no one signed it. And then the Korev could have come, the Potter could have come, and he saw a Shtar with no signature, and he had a lot of respect for that Korev. So he put his signature in, you see. And then it was signed by the real age, you see. So one does not have to draw the conclusion. Anyone who sees aiding the correct signing on top of the star, so he doesn't have to draw the conclusion that the correct is counted in the age. Because he can explain it, and he's likely to explain it this way, that this correct did it on that aspect. He did it on that aspect. And Mashenkin Gabiget, he cannot explain it on that basis. Because he knows that Gabiget, no one can sign unless the others are around. So that means when he signed it, all the other agents, the real agents were around. And still, they let him sign it first. So they'll draw the conclusion that he called it such a way. What?
Just because they said that they signed it with the Kavanah of someone else who was signed before them. I mean, isn't it also for an age right there, but it will be a puzzle.
No, that is... But you see, but the person, Enoch Name, there is a aloche, or that if it's that we should not move away two lines, but the one who sees such a star, so he will not... He will think, I mean, that he'll think that the chairing, they signed it at the bottom, and then they walked out of the room. After all, there is no Easter, let's say, it doesn't mean it, the aloche of Shtar Shei Yirchi Kedini Shtei Shikim Naksav. So what the Eidim was Yirchik Shnei Shikim Naksav is possible, so it's only if it was already signed completely and with a copy of two Shikim Naksav, then it becomes possible. But suppose, let's say the Shtar ended here, and then 2 AD, put their fingers in fear. They didn't want to sign a card. And then they walked out of the room. And then somebody else came in and he filled up the cup. So then it wouldn't be possible. So maybe any observer will see that star with the correct possible. So he would say, what happened was that the star was missing and it was finished here. And then the old lady who were ready to sign it, they didn't want to sign on top, so they signed in the bottom and they left the top to be signed by an elderly. And then they walked out of the room, and then a corrupt came in. Not an elderly.
They ain't allowed to do this.
What is that? They are allowed. Why not? They're allowed. That's right. They are allowed. There is no halacha that they must. They shouldn't leave any blank space even for 1 minute, and there shouldn't be any etzach hadas. There is no such halacha.
Because it might come
up to be a shaker. No. But you see, the halacha was only star, she hears the is possible. If at the very end it was here, the in other words, when it was already completely signed by all those who were intended to be signatory, and at that time it was still here, the then it's possible. But if I say there were a number of Asian who were intended to be Asian, and let's say two eight and some chairs signed it about it, and then you have some space blank for an elderly, and then they walked out, and then a cover came in, so then it's all right. All right. Zeimer Abnetam, the Afilu man, the Potl Roche, with Potl Roche, with Potl Roche, Avol Be'emtza, the Sof Kosh, יחידים דו להבה בתחילו לא יושא לאכלו. So even the one who passes here, so he only passes if the Korea passes as tak. That's Rashi. Also לאכלו ישתור את העומד יחידים יחוסם בראשי, also למי מעזב ועדו לשמי לתחוס. That's Rashi. But if the Korea passes at the bottom, But if he passed, if he signed it, being Savisol, so then it's got that. He didn't have a clue, he also had a clue. Okay. Anyway, So even the boy who passed here, But if the chorus passes at the bottom, but if it passes, if it signs the end of the soul, so then it's got that. In other words, in the wound and in the psychology of this, we are afraid. A correct sign on top. So in saying sign on top, he must be the realist. He's the best, he's the idealist. For I sign on top. So anyway, they might decide that it's all right to let the correct sign of it. But they ain't going to be the correct sign of it. Because now, he signed with their smile, the bottom, and the middle. So then people will not say, these are the ideal type of religion. Only when we see that we sign on top, there is no conclusion that he must be the ideal thing. But when we see that we sign in the middle or on the end, we won't say that it's the ideal type of religion. So there's no difference. Ah. So that's what it is. Wurde kein Gesetz für Meister der Liste Kölkin. Von der Abwehr hat die Seele nicht im Rastar. Die Lied ist nur einmal die Seele nicht, weil ihm nicht zugeben. Die Schall meint es sich auch. Tat die Agier für die Geschäfte. Immer am Metan. Die Not der Schall meint es mir ist. Ja, was die Seele ihre Lied ist, die Lied der Rede. Die Kölkin, weil die Seele nicht. Zweimal die Seele. So denn ist gar nicht so. So ich dort nicht mehr. The Dafke is the soup craving happens to be the retainer, then it is caught. But if the craving happens to be the soul, so it is possible, no, that's not the case. But the other way, the tribut, the half of the, in other words, where does it look more interesting? When the angel assigns, when somebody is signed on top, then it looks more interesting than when they are signed at the bottom. So, it tells us that even if we found out that the three are signed on the top, so we shouldn't say they certainly signed it related. They certainly signed it related. Manila is the signed it related, so it should be certainly called apostle, so it should be the Kulon, Ptulo. We don't say that. We don't say that. So, but even though the sign is the top, so we have to presume that it is the sign related. Why? How do we sign it? What capacity? It's in COVID, it's in you, helps to fill out the paper, there shouldn't be any blank. There shouldn't be any blank. Blank space for that reason, in order there shouldn't be any space of two lines between the text and the simultaneity. So that's why it was done. We don't say that things, in other words, the story which was produced before Bayesian, and we see that the public signatures are traces. So we don't say that things, the top signatures are traces, obviously they signed with the name. No. We presume that it is a sign of the name, so it's a sign of the new. Constant is the lowermost two signatures are traces. Then we certainly say that it is a sign of the name. Alright. Because we need to ensure that we can say that we can say that we can. So, in other words, there is chelik on the original version of Rabbi Tam and on Rashi. Vengerlein, die Kosa Bistot, Schnein Kreisim, Ben Bitzchilo, Ben Bensa, Ben Bitzo, Nechu it Yom Oso, Lekai, die Schnein Kreisim, Bechatkor, Bechatkor, So the question is the Aloch is, that whenever a star is produced before Ben, and there are two signatures, there are two signatures which are trading, but there are 10 signatures over there. And there are two signatures which are trading, so it's all right, because we presume. Now, there are two signatures trading. 7 are not trading. So we presume the 8 are not trading. So, 2 are trading, so we presume that the 2 are trading. Didn't sign it with an 8, but the sign it with an cover is in you. Not with an 8. Whether they are signed on top, or they are signed in the middle, or they are signed in the bottom, we always presume that the three signatures were a fit, not the related, just the same color, the same new, the same new. So then the question arises, so then there could be a certain issue. Do you know also if you may be schneiding trading with the hot color, the hot color? Now, if it's all right, to let a two agents sign and two crazy sign as long as we have sharing, as long as we have two sharing, so we can let crazy sign. So then, now, the worry is that in order to be in time, you don't have to be in time all day. You don't have to be in time all day. In other words, let's say you have to be in time only two things. Suppose you have. Yes, three chsinis. Suppose you have three chsinis altogether. So you have to be mitzayim only 2 hours, 2 hours of chsinis. That's enough. So if it is permissible to let chsinis mitzayim and top, middle, end, so how could we rely on a staff in which only 2 hours time? Maybe the 280s now say is started for this problem. And there are 3 80s signed. One is this the female and the other one is this the Yitzchok and the third one is this the Briyah. Now, and how many do we have to Mimikai? How many things do we have to Mikai to? So let's say, if we are Mikai, let's say, Yates is Ben Shimon and Yates is Ben Yitzchok, So it's enough. But the question is, how can we rely on that? Maybe he's a machine and maybe one of the two is a cop. Maybe he's a machine or he's a cop. He's a cop. How was he allowed? Of course, two couldn't be traded. Because if two are trading, so then only one is caught there. That is certainly not permitted. But maybe one of the two. Maybe one of the two, all the things you have four. You have four. This is the female, this is the woman, this is the youth, or this is the young. So the halacha is, if we are mekayim two, so it's good. But maybe these two that we are mekayim happen to be great. Why were they allowed to sign? Because we allow training to sign as long as they are two chairs. But Benji doesn't know who are the chayim, who are the chayim. So it might be that the baby, which are the chayim, happens to be the in chayim. That means, how is that chayim? If two other ladies come and say, we recognize that this is the signature of, let's say, of Peter Mishimah. That's Peter Mishimah. But maybe Asian Mishimah has to be a first cousin of the rays of the mouth. The Asian Mishimah happens to be the first cousin of the Rebbe Malbec. And the Asian Yitzchok also happens to be a first cousin of the Malbec. And the other two Asian are the Mechaitim. But the other two Asian were not this guy. So maybe the other two Asian won't be office. And the two Asian which won this guy, which are not in the office, are trading. So how can we rely on the team of two Asian out of four? Let's say it's that. ויהיר על הלי, די קוטה בשתור השניים של מלחים את הסף, ניח ותיו מוטו ותיו מבשניים שלים, וחד קור וחד קוטה. זה לא כאילו מימד לא יום ומקיים, עד שיש כאילו קורסים שבשתה, maybe, זה לא חייב, that if they are, let's say, four Asian, so then, let's say, after a way, there are four Asian signs, so the Malbec couldn't collect with that star, unless he produces Asian, who are Mikhail, each and everything. So then, there is nothing to be afraid of. But if he's Mikhail just two hours or four, then you cannot collect with that star. Why? Because of the possibility. Maybe the two that he did, he was in time, have to be traded to the Maori. And the other two are Mizyot. It was not. The other two is not. Mikhail are Mizyot. So in other words, so then there is no Mirtu. So he just mentions it. So, directly, we will Mikhail at least for us in the Tava. I forgot we can't be Kusha. Mikhail in the cold water these days. But, and he couldn't refuse that. By mentioning the Gemara, that by Jeff Nikusha, the Gemara says in so many words that we only have to be Mikhail. Just three Hosom, Shindat Trichu, Rabbon, Lachim, Alpo, Keter, we have Trichu, Mikhail, Kulom. Av Lohem, Kama, the Boye, Machte. Boye, Kilim, Bikule. So now we're so then, there wouldn't be any Yichdo. So he brings the Raya, no, that we do not require in a star that has many agents that all the signatures should be Mishkayim. If two are Mishkayim, so then even though the others are not Mishkayim, so it's good. So the way that the Tati would be, how is it good? More than if we only require two out of all the signatures, so maybe these two that we are Mishkayim, that it could be Kredim of the Lays or the Malve, and the others, which purport to be the Chayim, so maybe they are Mizyoti. So this mentions the Raya that we do not require a Kiyum of all the signatures. In other words, if you have many Aiden, so we only have to be Mikhail. So I'm going to get posted with Lori Shonu of the Aiden, with Tav, Tav of the Aiden, with Tav, 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 with of two lines from the text, so then the star is possible. Why is the star possible? Because if we are master the star, so he might say, oh, the top, and then on the two lines, he'll write the new star, and then he has 80, so he could put in whatever he wants. That's why the Chachon passes. But the Chachon passes only if he moves away the blank space of two lines. But if he moves away, then he moves away only a blank class, a blank space of one line, then it is kosher. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan says, Lo Yishonu, when do we say that these days we move away, so a blank space of one line, so it's kosher, that is only if we move away, the name is Mishtar. Avo, the name is Mishtar, Tashar, that is the Hemetic Besni. Now, if you have, let's say, Mishtar here, then you have the Chimatei here, then you have the Chimatei here. Like this. And then we come before Bezdin, so when two Aiden testify that they recognize the signatures, that they are not in here, so then Bezdin writes the needy, say, Hemp, that's out. So, ist so der Hemtek mal bi somuch zu dem, wenn Bild die weiße Hemtek hier sehen, wenn Bild die weiß, wenn Bild die weiße Hemtek, wenn Bild die weiße Hemtek, so sind mal zwei die Hemtek mal in Sommer today, but he's the best move the way one line stays, and then the right Hemtek, so it's no good. So the Gemara says, I was actually Zalbos, in Polish, but he's mixed up Nami. So why do we say that he bends the moves away? Now bends the right hand peg beneath the thing. So he must by the hand peg mummy beneath the thing. He can't move away if one line went away. Why? Because if he moves away one line went away, so we are afraid that maybe he will write it, he'll cut off. Let's say he'll cut off. Now here's the end of the chinfei. So he'll cut off the whole thing. And that in that one line he'll write it down. Doesn't require much to write it down. You say, who may borrow $1,000 from him? In that one line, you'll write it, and on the same line, you'll write the Ruvin Bauer, the $1,000 of Shimon, you'll also sign, he'll also force to aid it, and he has the handpick, he ready-made handpick, and the force to aid, so that's why, if Benji left a blank space of one line, from the alien, so it's possible, so the Morris Kati is, so then we should pass through Gabeim also. That's the first act of the modern master. That is, why do we say only if they moved away a blank space of two lines? But if they moved away a blank space of one line, so it's kosher. But they should also be possible, because maybe they'll put in on one line each time, and then yes, they sign. And more than the tariff, no, we don't have to be afraid, because the halacha is, the Chachamim says, that if the tetrastar consists of one line, and then the Eidim are the next line, so it's possible. So we have nothing to be afraid of. If the Eidim moves away just one line length space, and then we sign, so there's nothing to be afraid of. What do we do? He will cut off the whole thing, and he'll leave on that one line, he'll write the whole star. And beneath he has 80. No, that star will be possible. That star will be possible. Because our law is, if the whole text of the star is done in one line, and the Chassidus Eidim is on the next line, so it's possible. But, Ben Eidim Rasha, but Ben Rasha said, then it is possible. Why? If you leave room on the space. Because there, the Chachamim only said that if the whole text is done in one line, and the Eidachmir said in the next line, it's possible. But if the Shtar and the Eidim are in one line, then it's kosher. So the Mele, so if this moves away from the Chachamir said, he moves away one blank space of one line, so then we are afraid maybe he'll cut off the whole Shtar, with the Chassidus Eidim, with everything, and on that one line, he will write the star, and he will fall to the return, and then when he hears them. So that was the halacha is that if the whole text was written on one line, and the Chassidus Eidim is on the next line, but if the text and the Chassidus Eidim are on one line, then it is cut. So the Gemara is a kasha. ופה בנגיד לכתב, נאמר, ראיכו יזיעו מכותב הוא ואידו בשיטה אחת, ויאמר לרבי בית מודי עבדה, so even בנגיד לכתב, if there is one line, it should be possible, if they move away one line, when it's based from the text of the star, so then it should be possible. Why? Because through the Chachamim one is that that if the text is written on one line, and the Eidim on the next line, it's possible. But if the text and the Eidim are written on the same line, then it is kosher. So maybe if he moved away, it's just one line in the English when we're lying, maybe, and here the time, so here the explanation. Then the Malve will take off the whole staff, and he'll be your best place space of one life. And on that place space of one life, he'll write the whole English staff. And he'll settle forward to ages. And be that he's other ages. And he'll say he wanted to have more than 2 ages. And then when this certain style will produce before Benji, Benji will not know, will not find any fault with it, because the Alohim only the style is in one life. And the Adim on the next, then it's possible. But if the star and the Adim are written on the same line, and then they are on the next line, there are additional Adim, then it's torture. So why did the Chachom say that it's all right for the Adim to move away one line length space? No, if he moves away, if the Adim moves away one line length space and then decide, so he could tear off the whole top and leave that line, length space, and on that length space of one line he could write the whole staff with and force to Adim, and then he has another Adim. So the Gemara in the Perek, in Sane, Kol Chai Gavne, Tai, in Eishim, Mei Yishomato, El Mei Yishomal. So in other words, so the Halacha is a Shtar is the producer for Ben, that's one of the Halacha. It's a Shtar is the producer for Ben. And the whole Shtar is mentioned in one line. And the Eishim and two Eishim also have that one line. And then there is the other Eishim on the next line. So then the Halacha is, in order to allow the star to collect, then he must be tying the Adim who are tying on the same line on which the text of the star is written. So this is our head. So maybe there is nothing to be afraid of. If Adim move away just one line away from the text of the star, so what could happen? He could tear off the whole thing, and then on that one line he will write the star. And then he'll force what? He'll force to Adim. And then beneath he has two good Adim. A ready-made finish of two other Adim. So then, when he produces that sound Adim, the Maul will produce that sound Adim, the Adim will say, now listen, you want to collect the next star, you must prove that the top Adim, the Adim who are signed on the same line and need the text of the star with me, that this is the signature of those people whom they purport to represent. But if you just prove that the bottom maybe it was not for just not enough. So anyway, we don't have to worry about it. Oh. We can it because I got many time making tomato. And maybe so my master the bound the cold trade is doing kind. Because the Russian of the Gemara is called Kai Gavne. What is called Kai Gavne? In such a case. In other words, this is an unusual stuff, where the whole text is written on one line, plus 2 ages on the same line. And then other ages on the next line. So called high down where the whole text plus 2 ages are written on one line, and the other ages on the next line. So in order to allow the star to collect, so it must be Mikai in the Malve, must be Mikai in the top ages. So only in this case, the high down he must be kind of that agent. But in the usual case, in normal case, he can be kind any two ages. Now the question arises, if we say it's from the Tam says. So first of all, Zechariah, you see, why do you think it's making all this to prove that there is no such requirement that when if there are 10 ages in Manu Shtar, that the mouth in order to collect must verify the authenticity of all the things. There is no technology. But even if there are 10 ladies signed on the star, he must only verify the authenticity, the genuineness of 2 ladies, that's all. Not more. So that's why you mentioned this Gemara, to prove that point. Now, once we have established this proposition, that the Malzo, that the Balashtar can collect, if he retires just 2 hours of the total number of signatures, even though the other signature is not retiring, so then the question arises, so how can Rabbi Tam say that we can allow We can allow a Kohen to sign on top, the middle end, and in the end, we can allow him to sign in you, we can cover it in any part of the star, on top or in the middle or the end, but that could be a miracle. Because suppose he'll be tying, the two-aging which happen to be trading. And the two-aging which are trading, so then the two-aging which are trading, he will not be tying. And that will force, he won't have to be tying. That's it. So, because of the Ramatam, in forest, Allah can do it. He does, he look at the price, it's not the same thing. He tell you, the Chosmo Chavik will be moved, he tells this time, he is sure. I will need some Nimtoim and Nachrein in Kori Yipoto, and you say, say, Lord, the Bader, which made this Chosmo, the Yoche Goma, we get Poshu, Kol Tai Gav, me, the time, make it so much, or maybe so malo, I will be out, me, Adar, Abay, in the time, make it so malo, Elo, maybe so malo, and the master hoch and the master of the chilo. Ah, will be saved, but will it pull out? So in other words, now Rav Netam will say here. Tam says just the reverse. In other words, he says, we can only allow in story a chorus to sign, on top we can allow him to sign. Because on top, it is so, it has the indication that it will come, renew. In other words, only now honorary thing on top. But when it is done at the bottom, then it couldn't be for covering. What kind of covering is to sign at the bottom? So then when you sign at the bottom, when someone signs at the bottom, it's for one purpose only. What's the purpose? You should make it. So maybe we can allow stories to sign on top. And that's on top we can allow. But at the bottom, we cannot allow it. It cannot allow him to sign. So the way to the best, there is a good line from the Gemara. The thief is started with Satan, maybe. So the mouth doesn't have to be signed to prove the genuineness of all the signatures, only 2 hours of 10. But the 2 hours of 10 is to be from the bottom, not from the top. Let's say, if he started with Satan, so in order the mouth to be able to collect with the star, so we must prove the two out of the bottom signatures are genuine. But suppose you prove that the two top signatures are genuine, we won't allow Bezim and not allow him to collect. Why? Because the two top signatures, which is true, that are genuine, might have to be traded because we allow a correct to sign at the top, but we don't allow a correct to sign at the bottom. So we may let E, so the general rule is, the thief at the mouth, they want to collect with the star, and he has the number of the signer. So he must prove the genuineness of trading. But which trading of the matter? But if you prove the genuineness of trading on top, then it will not be enough. Why? Because maybe the two trading that are genuine, now two other ladies say that this are the signatures of Jacob and Ruben and this thing is of. But maybe Nathan the woman is the Yitzchak having to be trading of the Malbec. And how were they allowed to sign? Because the deal is, we allow trading to sign on top. But we don't allow trading to sign at the bottom. So anyway, he is retiring finish from the bottom. So then, there is nothing to be afraid. So in other words, so here, there are two versions of Ramatam. The first version of Ramatam is, that he says, that even on top we allow Aiden to call it to sign. And we don't have to be afraid, maybe if we allow him to call it to sign on top, so maybe people will think that the call is competent to name. Because even if he signed on top, people understand that he was only given that honor because we were covered. Not the therapy. We won't say a covered is called a But on the bottom, we don't allow any covered to sign. We don't allow any covered to sign. That's the final version of the Talmud. And the original version of Tommy, the few run top we allow, and Babin said, Green Tamer. Now the Rambam Shite is like the original version of Rambam Tamer, like class. However, most of them agree with the final version of Rambam Tamer. Green Tamer, remind the Rambam Shemei, Idaz, Balashtal, Hach, Mishmei, in Vein, Chais, Nilis, Idaz, Tei, המי תלינו בשל שטורס שחוס מולי מילו ותלינו כאיכם תלינו הוטו למר זה עשי So take the cicate why are we in other words we have a loche in stores that let's say is according to the final version of the time so we do allow him, so the question is, how is it that we allow a Kohen? If a thing is starting to produce the Kohen, and it is found that the top signatures are paid. The top signatures are paid. So we say it's kosher. Why? Because on top we can allow a Kohen to sign a new Kohen. All right? But that doesn't mean that the Christian leaders could be signed on top. That no one would say that I'm tired. That if anyone signs on top, it must be Rishin Kof. It could sign Rishin Edith also. Now, here there is one Mandoma who says in this case, that where the Baal says, Kuchem Chismu, there is Kuchem Chismu. So it means even the top one is Rishin Edith. And anyone will sign, Edimon will sign in accordance with the intention of the Balashtar. They all will sign in accordance with the intention of the Balashtar. So the question is, how can you always take for granted whenever it starts produced before them? And we see the top signature. Actually, we find out in this case. So we are master the star. How can we master the star? All right, there is a possibility that maybe these crazy insiders recorded with you. But there is a possibility that decided which he made it. Let's say if the Balashtar is a lady, told them all, Kulchem Chisu, so according to Mandoma who says here at Abiyet, that when he says Kulchem Chisu, he means that they should all sign the Kirachedet, so Menele Gabi Adastores also is the Balashtar, let's say Sarah Voy, who is the Balashtar, who authorizes the lady to sign it. The lady. So if the lady said to 10 people, Kulchem Chisu, so according to Mandoma who says Abiyet, that Kulchem Yehuda means Kulchem Chisu means he means Mishumedin, so then by other stories, if he says Kulchem Chisu, he also means Mishumedin. He also means Mishumedin. And if the Balashtar meant Mishumedin, so they Kayim oversigned Mishumedin, because they do it in accordance with the intention of the Balashtar. So then it's possible. So how can we be sure? Maybe there was a case when Shtar was confused before Ben, and we see two claims on top. So we are master. Why should we be master? Maybe the lady there said to 10 people, Kuchem Chisu, and these two are finding top, below to the 10, and they said, and the point of Madoma that is full of Mishul, full of Mishul lady, so just as he said, Gabi gets full of Mishul lady, so Gabi Alash Torah, it's always going to lady. So whenever Shtar is produced, Shtar will produce before Ben, and the two top signatures are claiming, we say kosher, why is it kosher? Why shouldn't we anticipate the possibility that the two top ones, so that he told all those signatories, Kuchem Chisu. And so that means that Kuchem Chisu made it. And that he had intention, that the lady had intention that he should all sign the capacity of Hades. And the lady had intention that he should all sign the capacity of Hades, so obviously, those who signed the craving also signed it accordingly. They think the signature is accordingly. As Satan said before, that the signature is always the figure signature is in accordance with the intention of the Balashtar. So then it is possible. Even Rabbi Tam, the Shamishtar, the Hidi Mahsunim, not the Kimishanech, the Hidu, some Bibel. Rabbi Tam says that in other words, if we know that they said Mishum Indian and that if we know that the Baal told the signatory, who can Chismu, then of course according to that Mandona who said, this full of Mishum Indian, so if you call them